our community, all related to improving our education, health, and financial stability of not just Emporia, not just Lyon County, but all eight of our counties. We do great things like support a summer climbing program, which we help in the summer. We help kind of combat that summer slide, the education loss for kids. We have our Imagination Library, and then we have 21 great partners that do all the stuff that we don't have the time to do or the expertise, and they are so good at it. We support them with our grants program.
None are better, that is for sure. Well, if we'd like to participate in this auction we've been talking about, how can folks do that?
So it's very simple. Just go to uwfh.org. That's the acronym for United Way of the Flint Hills. You'll find, you can click on the auction link on there. You will find descriptions and photos for all of the items. You can also, if you choose to bid, look at the spreadsheet, and that spreadsheet has up to the second bid numbers for each of the items that are up today. And just one little note, we are also accepting bids for the rest of the week. So if anyone is interested in bidding on Thursdays or Fridays, we're really focused on Wednesday items today, but we'll take bids for any of the days this week.
That's how organized they are, organized and efficient.
We try.
Mickey and Hannah, no doubt about it. Thank you, Mickey.
All right. Thanks,
Mickey.
Later, Mickey Edwards, CEO of the United Way of the Flint Hills. The auction is underway. Day number three. Yeah, United by Community Strength, KVOE Live Morning Show Auction. It is 6:49 as we say hello and good morning to our good friend Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. Casey, good morning. How are you?
I'm great this morning. I haven't spilled chefs on any end zones. So I'm doing fantastic. How about you guys?
I want to get away.
Doing well.
Well, I know things are busy and hopping, as always, at Emporia Main Street, coming off a great fundraising auction, and you're head first now into a host of other projects, Casey.
We are. We're getting ready for Show of Hands. It'll be the second year for that event next week on March 9th at 5:30 at the Granada Theater. The public is invited to attend this ticketed event as they listen to pitches of local entrepreneurs that are starting up businesses within the area. All of your ticket prices get converted into cash grants, along with donations from a host of different organizations, Network Kansas, and ESB Financial, and Community National Bank, Lyon County State Bank, KVOE, IM Design Group, a bunch of others that have donated both cash and prizes to this particular event. The awesome thing about the Show of Hands pitch activity is you only get the prize dollars or other services if you actually start up your business, and we think that that's important. The first goal of running entrepreneurial activities should be that we actually see businesses start up out of those different activities. and the people patronize the entrepreneurs, and then they understand the value of entrepreneurship in the area. So we've got that coming up, on March 9th. There are tickets available on EmporiaMainStreet.com later this week. And then we roll into, St. Patrick's Day activities, March 17th through the 19th. We'll have a whole host of activities that are listed online at EmporiaMainStreet.com. We have our eTech Startups classes that will start up April 3rd. So if you're interested in tech-based entrepreneurship or product-based entrepreneurship, this is kind of that version of our Start Your Own Business class. And we have experts from around the country that will assist with that activity, including some folks that work with former Google execs. So if you went into a larger network, this is the first time that this has ever happened in the country, and we're excited about it. And then the Taste is coming up April 15th, so we're excited about that. Tickets are going quickly, so you can jump online to EmporiaMainStreet.com and pick those up.
Yeah, the Taste will be here before we know it, and then this summer just chock full, too, of all kinds of Main Street happenings and activities here in downtown Emporia. Casey, great job as always. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Yeah, Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street with us here on a Wednesday morning as we roll into the month of March. Ron Thomas, Chuck Samples, and Greg Ray here in the morning. Well, it looks like the Emporia's High Lady Spartans, emotional night last night.
Yes.
And of course, a senior recognitions took place, I believe, after the contest last evening. But mm-hmm. what a game for the Lady Spartans as they derailed Newton last evening.
Pretty handily, too.
They get out to a 19-0 lead, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. It, pretty sharp focus at the start of that game. And so it's sub-state finals time here coming up for Emporia High. So probably everybody now can breathe a little bit easier, at least for the girls program is concerned, and then a chance to get to the 5A state tournament here.
Here in Wyman Auditorium. Now the boys will play tonight.
Yes.
At Emporia High School. That's here on KVOE. Dylan Sherwood will be on the air with a pregame around 6:40 with a tip-off at 7 p.m. And Greg Ray will detail that. Of course, Emporia State Lady Hornets in action tonight in Kansas City. 43 degrees. Good morning. It is 6:53.
Williams Automotive is now Black Creek Diesel and Automotive.
Hi, this is Benny Rodriguez. I'm now part of the team at Black Creek Diesel and Automotive. When you need vehicle maintenance, call Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, your Napa Auto Care Center and AAA-approved repair facility, Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, at 3105 West 6 in Emporia, or call 620-343-0086. Se habla español.
Tax Tips, brought to you by Agler & Gattert Chartered, 1225 West 6th, providing expertise in the areas of tax preparation, financial planning, payroll services,